بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our eighth session, reading from بواعث الخلاص من الذنوب, يعني the ways or means to escape from sins, مع الإمام شمس الدين أبو عبد الله محمد بن أبي بكر الدمشقي الحنبلي, better known as Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, rahimahullah, with the commentary of our Shaykh Abdul Razak, son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahumullah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Before we begin with our topic tonight, we're going to quickly review some of the issues that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 7, the first question being, summarize the seventh ba'ith, the seventh religious motivational factor presented by Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. The seventh ba'ith. Naam. Fadl. Be conscious of the reward and compensation. Naam. Okay. Being whenever a person abandons disobedience to Allah, Allah will compensate them. Yani in this world and the next life with something similar to what they abandoned or other than that. Naam. Tayyib. Question number 2. Summarize 3 reasons offered by Sheikh Abdul Razak as to why a Muslim leaves off disobedience to Allah. 3 reasons. Naam. Sharif. Sharif? Naam. Jazakallah khair. Out of fear of Allah, fear of Allah's punishment, and to protect Iman. Now, you want to add something?
Yeah, seeking Allah's pleasure.
يعني الخوف من الله وطلبا لرضاه ورعاية للإيمان. So these are from amongst the main reasons why a person should abandon disobedience. يعني first and foremost, out of fear of Allah, and seeking His pleasure, and as well to protect and preserve one's iman, as sin and disobedience to Allah causes a decrease in iman, or it may, in fact, in some cases, yani nullify it. Question number 3: what is the ayat offered by the Shaykh in his commentary, which mentions the reward in the dunya for doing good? In fact, the ayat mentions the reward in this life and in the next life. Now, the ayat that the Shaykh mentions. Now, anybody, fadl. MashaAllah. Anybody will give us the translation of this ayah? Man amila salihan, naam.
Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female.
Whether male or female, naam.
Whether he or she is a true believer.
While that person is a believer, naam. Yani being as a condition. Person who does good deeds while they are in a condition of iman, while they are a believer, naam.
He will give contentment in this world with respect to lawful provisions, and you shall pay them certainly reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do.
Tayyib. Yani Allah says that He will give them hayatun tayyiba, a good life, which includes many things that we mentioned from some of the tafsirs, and including contentment, yani peace and tranquility and lawful provisions in this world and so on. Naam. And he also mentions, naam. Surah An-Nahl, 16th surah, 97th ayah. And also Allah mentions that He will reward that person with a reward that is in accordance with the best of what they have done. Question number 4, what is the ayah offered by the Shaykh which mentions the reward in the Akhirah for abandoning following desires? Naam. Fadl. Naam. In the translation, somebody else? أما من خاف مقام ربه. Naam. Fadl.
But as far as for him who feared standing before his Lord,
naam,
and restrained himself from impure evil desires, and thus verily Jannah will be his abode.
Now, the person who fears the standing before his Rabb on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and yani restrains and restricts and holds themselves back from following their desires, then the reward for them will be yani al-Jannah. And these ayats, yani we had a little bit of discussion about them, but these are ayat that deserve reflection. Yani that we read the tafsir, different tafsirs, and reflect upon their meanings, because they are of the utmost importance. And that a person fears standing before Allah, they are conscious that there is a day of accounting. And they fear this. They fear, yani, that Allah may punish them. So because of that fear, that affects their heart. It affects their behavior. It affects their actions. So they restrain themselves from following their desires. Rather, they try to act in accordance with what Allah has commanded us with. As a result of this, a person would be, and he given by the favor of Allah and His mercy. By the favor of Allah and His mercy, that He gives to whoever He wills, and not because the person is necessarily, and he has a right to it. No one will have a right to it, but Allah, out of His mercy and His bounty, will give a person a place in His Jannah. Question number 5. Memorize the hadith which directly corresponds with the 7th ba'ith, yani the hadith reported by Al-Imam Ahmed. Tafadhal. Naam. Indeed, you will never leave off anything out of taqwa of Allah, except that Allah will give you that which is better than it. Anyone memorize this hadith in Arabic? It's not a long hadith. Naam. Fadl. Abdul Halim. Abdul Halim. MashaAllah.
إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَدْعَى شَيْئًا
اتِّقَاءً
اتقاء الله اتقاء الله إلا فإلا إلا إلا أعطاك الله خيرا.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. Question number 6. Mention the hadith, whoever drinks khamr, or it says complete the hadith, whoever drinks khamr, intoxicants, in the dunya. What? What's the rest of the hadith? Any men shariba al khamr fi dunya. Now, I mean, he will lack the desire. And from the meanings of the hadith that we discussed, I'm talking about the wording of the hadith itself. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man shariba al-khamr fi dunya," then what? There are two statements after this. Two statements. "Man shariba al-khamr fi dunya," naam. The Prophet ﷺ said, naam, fadl, Sharif. Okay, whoever drinks khamr in this world and then did not repent from it. They didn't repent from it. Because a person repents, sincere repentance, Allah accepts that. But they did not repent from it, then they will be prohibited from it in the akhirah, in the next life. Now, the last question summarized the first 7 bawa'ith mentioned by Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, the first 7 in their order, inshaAllah. The point of this question is for us to constantly review these matters so that they're always in the forefront of our minds, so that we apply them and we act upon them. And if we can't remember them, we can't do them, right? You can't do something that you don't know. And if you don't remember it, it's like you don't know it. First one. Naam, fadl, adil. Ijlalullah wa azamuhu. Naam. That a person can recognize and acknowledge the greatness, the magnificence, the power, the authority, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Due to which that person would yani avoid sinning. Second one. Naam. Mahabbah. Mahabbatullah. Yani that a person has love of Allah and a person obeys the one that they love. The third one. Naam.
Acknowledgement
of Allah's blessings, the favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then responding in like. If Allah has been good to you, you should return goodness. The fourth one. Naam. Fear of the wrath of Allah. Allah's anger and Allah's punishment. Naam. The fifth one. Naam. Ameen.
The what?
The loss, the loss, yani that which, the good that, of this world and the next life, that would pass a person by, that they would lose out on. The sixth one, Abdul Wali.
Suppressing one's desires and conquering evil.
Suppressing one's desires and conquering the evil of shaitan, naam. That a person suppresses, subdues, conquers their nafs, and conquers the shaitan, naam. The seventh one, naam. Fadda, Amin.
Being conscious of the reward of abandoning disobedience.
Being conscious of the reward of abandoning disobedience. Okay, but more specifically, not just the reward, but more specifically here, because there are a number of yani points that may be similar in terms of what a reward that a person is going to get for obedience to Allah, abandoning disobedience. But here specifically, the Shaykh mentioned Al-Iwad min Allah. The iwad is compensation, that a person gives up something for the sake of Allah, Allah will compensate them. He will make up for it. He will make up for that. And He will compensate for them for that. Now, so these are some of the points that we discussed last week. Tonight, bi-idhni Allah ta'ala, we're going to be looking at the eighth point. And each one of these points is of great importance. Yani may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and His favor, give us the tawfiq, the success, and make it easy for us to yani understand these matters and to implement them in our lives. Now, so I'm going to mention again, as I have in the past, that the text of the statements of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah are in the back of the book. So we're going to be reading the seventh point, which is on page 60. Seventh point, which is on page 60. And, I'm sorry? Oh, eighth point. What did I say? Well, I'm looking at seven as well. Eighth point. Naam, jazakallah khair. The eighth point, which is on page 60 and continues, finishes on page 61. So we're going to read just quickly, yani from the translation from page 60, and then the commentary of the Shaykh goes back to the front of the book. In Arabic, alhamdulillah, it's all together in one place, so we don't have to go back and forth. In Arabic, we will be reading from starting on page 25. Starting on page 25. Naam. So, naam. Point number 8, it says, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, the meaning of which is consciousness. Yani a person recognizing, being aware of something and acknowledging it, being conscious of the ma'iyah of Allah. The ma'iyah of Allah, that Allah is with you. Allah will be with you. The ma'iyah of Allah. And it is of two types. General ma'iyah and specific ma'iyah. So the ma'iyah of Allah, Allah being with you, yani, is of two types. There's general ma'iyah and then there's specific ma'iyah. And the Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentions what is the, he defines the general ma'iyah. The general ma'iyah of Allah is that His Lord sees him, that Allah sees someone and is aware of everything that they are doing, and that He is before His eye, that that person is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning Allah is seeing them, He is watching them. And the meaning of this we'll discuss later. And none of His affairs are hidden from Him. Yani that Allah sees and He knows everything that a person is doing. The meaning of general ma'iyah is that Allah sees a person and He's aware of everything that they do. This has been explained earlier. The intent here of this eighth point, consciousness of the ma'iyah of Allah, is the second type of ma'iyah, that is the specific or special ma'iyah of Allah, as found in His saying, yani from Surah Al-Anfal. Actually, this ayah came, or this statement came in more than one place in the Quran. So we're going to see that also came in Surah Al-Baqarah. But in any case, here they mention it from Surah Al-Anfal, 8th Surah, 46th ayah. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Allah is with those who have patience, sabr. And the second ayah from Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 128th ayah. Indeed, Allah is with those who fear Him, those who have taqwa of Allah, and those who are doers of good. Two characteristics here. Those who have taqwa and those who do good, al-ihsan. The third ayah from Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, 69th ayah, and indeed Allah is with the doers of good. And this characteristic, the doers of good, the people of ihsan, is mentioned in the second ayah as well, along with the characteristic of hearing, having taqwa of Allah, and from the first ayah, the characteristic of having sabr, patience. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah goes on to say, the specific ma'iyah of Allah is better and more beneficial to the individual in this world and the hereafter than him satisfying his lust, fulfilling his desires completely from the beginning of his life to its end. Yani this ma'iyah of Allah, this specific or special ma'iyah of Allah is better for a person and more beneficial to an individual in this world and more beneficial for them in the hereafter than that person satisfying or fulfilling his desires and his lusts completely. Yani everything that he desired, if it were fulfilled completely from the beginning of his life to the end, it wouldn't, yani, be equal to, yani, the special ma'i of Allah. So how can a person give preference to this brief period of pleasure in one's life, enjoying pleasure for a brief period of time that is spoiled and arduous, which is only like the dreams of the sleeping and the moving shadow? Yani a pleasure and enjoyment that a person has, that's like a person who's sleeping having a dream, yani, and then it just goes away. Or a yani moving shadow or shade that's moving on, it's passing, it's temporary, it doesn't last long. As far as the commentary of the Shaykh in the English translation, it's on page 23, and it is again yani not as detailed as the commentary that's in the Arabic reading, but yani the meanings are pretty close. It says here on page 23, English translation, the ma'iyah of Allah, number 8, the 8th way to escape sins and to be conscious is to be conscious, to be aware, to be thinking about, yani to acknowledge, to recognize the ma'iyah of Allah, al-ma'iyah al-khasa, yani the special, specific, not the general ma'iyah. I mean by this Allah's ma'iyah that yani is specific to his patient, yani to his worshippers that have patience, and his pious servants, yani the worshippers of Allah that have taqwa. Yani this ma'iyah is particular, specific, limited to these special people that Allah has described in various places in the Quran. So if one soul incites them towards sinfulness, they are patient. Yani they should be patient. They should fear Allah and be afraid of his punishment. For this, the servant, the worshipper of Allah, is rewarded with the specific ma'iyah of Allah. The special ma'iyah of Allah. As Allah said in his statement in Surah Al-Baqarah, this is the same ayat that's mentioned in the text from Surah Al-Anfal. I mean, not the same ayat, but the same statement came in this ayat as came in that ayat. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 153rd ayat. Indeed, Allah, or truly Allah is with the patient, yani those who have patience. And Allah also said in Surah Al-Nahl, 16th surah, 128th ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا Indeed, Allah is with those who observe taqwa, yani meaning they fulfill Allah's command and they avoid his prohibitions. Indeed, Allah is with those who observe taqwa and those who are good doers, yani the people of ihsan, who do good, yani in the worship of Allah and in their dealings with the people. Here in the English translation, the commentary closes with this paragraph: the ma'iyah of Allah in the specific sense necessitates, yani it brings about, it's the cause of victory, protection, assistance, aid, and success. Yani there are many benefits from the ma'iyah of Allah al-khasa, the special ma'iyah of Allah that is for certain worshippers of Allah who Allah describes with different characteristics. From amongst them is the characteristic of sabr, having patience. And from amongst them is the characteristic of at-taqwa. And from amongst them is the characteristic of al-ihsan. And others besides them. This ma'iyah of Allah in the specific sense necessitates, it brings about, it's the cause of a person, yani, being given victory, protection, assistance, aid, and success. The individual is mindful, yani the individual who is mindful of this type of ma'iyah and strives to become from those who deserve it, yani, or I don't know, Allahu a'lam, yani the original yani sentence how it came in Arabic, but it seems like it should read, the individual who is mindful of this type of ma'iyah will strive to become from those who deserve it. And the person who's mindful of this will make an effort to be from amongst those people. So he remains patient in abandoning disobedience that his own soul calls him to. And he fears Allah by avoiding what Allah the Mighty and the Majestic is displeased with. Likewise, he strives to perfect his worship of Allah and his deeds. Here, what is alluded to, and Allahu A'lam, I didn't see the Arabic translation for this particular commentary, but it seems as though what is intended here, that he strives to perfect his worship of Allah and his deeds, meaning this is in reference to ihsan, because ihsan is of two levels, ihsan in your relationship with Allah and your worship of Allah, and ihsan in your relationship with the people, yani your good deeds in terms of dealing with the people. So the person strives to perfect the ihsan in his worship of Allah and the ihsan in his dealings with the people in order to become from those who are deserving of this specific type of Allah's ma'iyyah, yani al-ma'iyyah al-khasa. That is, yani here what he's saying is that the person yani strives, yani observes taqwa and also observes ihsan in the worship of Allah and in the dealing with the people. This is what yani is mentioned in the English translation. And we'll go to the Arabic text, starting on page 25. From the top of the page, Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah says, Al-Thamin, yani the eighth ba'ith from the bawa'ith al-khalas min al-dhunub, yani those ways and means, the asbab, the causes and means, due to which a person is able to free themselves from and escape from sins. The eighth ba'ith, mashhadu al-ma'iyyah, yani that a person has consciousness, acknowledges and recognizes, is aware and thinks about and reflects upon al-ma'iyyah, Allah's being with someone. وَهِيَ نَوْعَانٍ, and it is of two types, مَعِيَّةٌ عَامَّةٌ وَمَعِيَّةٌ خَاصَّةٌ. So there is the general ma'iyyah that's applicable to the people and the creation in general, that Allah is with them in a certain way. And there is ma'iyyah خَاصَّةٌ that is specific or particular to certain people. فَالْعَامَةٌ, as far as the general ma'iyyah, it is it. يعني إطلاع رب تعالى عليه, that Allah is overlooking, that Allah is monitoring, watching the creation, the people, the individuals and whatever is in the creation. وَكَوْنُهُ بِعَيْنِهِ, and that this person, يعني a person is conscious of the fact that he is يعني before Allah's eye, يعني كَوْنُهُ بِعَيْنِهِ. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, in his explanation of Aqeelah Wasatiyah, explains this expression from the ayah in the Quran where Allah mentions bi'ayunina, yani that you are in front of his eye. He said that the meaning of this is al-musahaba. Idha qulta anta bi'ayni, yani anna ayni tashabuka wa tanzuru ilayka. Yani if a person says you are in my eye, the meaning of it is that my eye is accompanying you and looking at you. لَا تَفُقَّ أَنْكَ, that it doesn't turn away from you, it doesn't ever escape from watching you. وَالْمَعْنَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقُولُ لِنَبِيهِ أَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّكَ مَحُوطٌ بِعِنَايَتِنَا وَبِرُؤْيَتِنَا لَكَ بِالْعَيْنِ حَتَّى لَا يَنَالَكَ أَحَدٌ بِسُوءٍ. So the meaning of this statement, yani here where Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim is saying, وَكَوْنُهُ بِعَيْنِهِ, that the person recognizes and acknowledges that you are in the eye of Allah, it means that Allah is watching you, that He never stops watching you. It means that you are encompassed, surrounded by the care and attention of Allah, and Allah is looking at you with His eye, such that yani He's looking at you and surrounding you with His inayah, His care, and giving attention to you is so that no one will be able to harm you. The meaning here, that a person is aware, if he achieves the ma'iyah of Allah, it means that he is in Allah's eye, bi'aynihi, means that Allah is watching him, watching over him. Yani giving attention to him so that no one would be able to harm him. Yani it's the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah sees you, He's watching you so that He will protect you. So that He will protect you. After this, he said also, لَا تَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ حَالُهُ, yani that there is nothing of the person's condition or circumstances that's hidden from Allah. So the meaning of yani al-ma'iyyah al-'ama is that Allah is watching over the person. and that Allah is yani giving attention to them, yani so that He will care for them and protect them, and that nothing of their condition is hidden from Him. And this has been, Ibn Qayyim says, we mentioned this previously, والمقصود هنا, but what is intended here as the eighth ba'ith, yani al-ma'iyya, what is intended here as al-ma'iyya al-khasa. So al-ma'iyya al-ama, yani, is, yani has one meaning that's general, and then there's ma'iyya khasa, which yani is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 153rd ayah, or in the 8th Surah, 46 ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, that Allah is with those who have sabr. And the saying of Allah in Surah 2, Nahl, 16th Surah, 128th ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, that indeed Allah is with those who observe taqwa, and He's with those who observe al-ihsan, the doers of good. Yani, the people who observe ihsan, excellence, excellence in their worship of Allah, and excellence in their treatment, dealings with other people. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, 69th ayat, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَا الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that indeed Allah is with the muhsineen, the doers of good. Here, I just want to go and look a little bit at the tafsir of these three ayats, yani for some yani points of reflection, and perhaps yani that will be of benefit to us. So the first ayat that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Shaykh Abdul Rahman, Imam Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, has a long tafsir concerning this. Because in the beginning of the ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. So he talks about sabr, and he also talks about as-salat as a means that a person can utilize to seek help with through as-sabr and salat. And the ayah ends with, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. So I want to just look at the last part of the ayah, where Imam As-Sa'di, he says, so you know now that as-sabr, the human being is in dire need of it, rather, he is in dire need of it in every situation or circumstance, and for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him, and He commanded the human being with patience, and He has informed us that He is ma'as-sabirin, that Allah is with those who have patience. Meaning, مَا مَنْ كَانَ الصَّبْرُ لَهُ خُلُقًا وَصِفَةً وَمَلَكَةً بِمَعُونَتِهِ وَتَوْفِيقِهِ وَتَصْدِيدِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be with those who sabr is a quality or characteristic, yani that they are known for. It's a trait or a natural ability that a person has due to help from Allah, due to tawfiq, success from Allah, due to a tasdeed, yani that Allah guides them to that which is right. A person has this tremendous quality of sabr, yani by Allah's favor and His help, yani and His success. He goes on to say, فَهَذِهِ مَعِيَّةٌ خَاصَةٌ, yani the ma'iyah that's mentioned in this ayat is khas, is special, is specific to the people who are described with this characteristic of sabr. تَقْتَضِي مَحَبَّتَهُ وَمَعُونَتَهُ وَنَصْرَهُ وَقُرْبَهُ. So it is the cause of, it necessitates, it brings about this ma'iyah khasa that is particular to the people who have sabr. It necessitates that they also, with this ma'iyah, what comes with it is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will love them. If a person earns this ma'iyah of Allah due to this tremendous characteristic of sabr, then what comes with that is Allah's love, and His ma'una, His help, and His nasr, His support, and His qurb, yani His nearness. All of this comes with yani the ma'iyya al-khasa that a person earns due to the characteristic of a sabr. The Shaykh goes on to say, وَأَمَّا الْمَعِيَّ الْعَامَ, as far as the general ma'iyya fahiyya, ma'iyyatul ilm wal-qudra. Yani this is the ma'iyya, means that Allah is with a person by His knowledge. He knows whatever they are doing. And His qudra, that He has power over everything in the creation. Yani the ma'iyya here means that Allah knows everything about every creature in the creation, and that He has power over them. And this is as it came in another ayah in the Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, that Allah is with you wherever you may be. And this is general for the whole of the creation, that Allah is with them in this way, and that He has knowledge of everyone and everything in the creation, and that He has power over them. The next ayat in Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 128th ayat, yani where Allah says, "Inna Allah ma ladina taqaw wa ladina hum muhsinun," that indeed Allah is with those who observe taqwa, and He is with those who, yani, observe ihsan in the worship of Allah and in their dealings with the people. The ayah before that, Allah says, "Wasbir wa ma sabruka illa billah." Be patient, and you will not be able to be patient except by help from Allah, and except by seeking help from Allah. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَقُوْ فِي ضَيْكٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And don't grieve over them. And don't worry about what they are doing. And don't be uptight about their planning and their plotting. Why? Because Allah is with those who observe taqwa and those who observe al-ihsan. So the Shaykh al-Imam Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he says in his tafsir of this ayah, 16th Surah, 128th ayah, he says that Allah has commanded His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with sabr in his calling the people to Allah. And He has commanded him with isti'anah, yani seeking help from Allah to doing so. And the seeking help is understood from where? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wasbir wa ma sabruka illa billah." Yani be patient, but you will not be able to be patient except by Allah, except by help and assistance from Allah. So here, the Imam is saying that Allah has commanded him to be patient, and He has also commanded him to seek help in doing so, because you cannot do it except with help from Allah. And He said, and also He has commanded him not to rely upon yourself. He goes on to say, and the part that I want to come to, yani after he said this, be patient, and you'll not be patient except with help from Allah, and don't worry about these people, and don't be uptight about their plotting and their planning. Shaykh al-Imam says here, don't worry about them, since you are from the muttaqeen and the muhsineen. You are those people who have taqwa, and those are from the people of ihsan. وَاللَّهُ مَا الْمُتَّقِينُ وَالْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah is with the people of taqwa and the people of ihsan. Yani the people of taqwa, again, the scholars have explained taqwa with many different definitions, but probably the simplest of them that's easy to understand and comprehensive is that taqwa means that a person observes Allah's commands and that a person avoids His prohibitions. And ihsan, yani, has two sides to it. Yani, it is ihsan in your relationship with Allah, that you worship Allah, yani, as though you see Him. Yani, you worship Allah with, yani, excellence, with perfection. And that you, in your dealings with the people as well, you observe ihsan and your kindness and goodness and exerting yourself in doing good to the people. So, the Imam, he says, so Allah is with the people of taqwa and the people of ihsan, bi'awnihi wa tawfiqihi wa tasdeedihi. Yani, He helps the people of taqwa and ihsan, and He gives them success, and He guides them to that which is right. And these people, the people of taqwa, He says, وَهُمَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا الْكُفْرُ وَالْمَعَاسِي, is the people that protected themselves from disbelief, kufr, and acts of kufr, and ma'asi, and general sins. And these are the people as well, He said, who ahsanu fi ibadati Allah. Yani they observed ihsan, excellence in their worship of Allah, wal ihsan ila al-khalq, and excellence in their dealings with the people. He said, ihsan in the worship of Allah, it means that they worship Allah as though they see Him. And even if they don't see Him, then they know, they recognize and acknowledge that He sees them, that Allah sees them. So their worship of Allah is a worship that is the result of a person having a strong consciousness and awareness of Allah, as though, yani from their heart, it is as though they see Him. How would a person act if they see Allah? But if a person couldn't reach that high level of ihsan, then the scholars of Sunnah said, then the next level of ihsan is that if you didn't see Him, then you worship Allah knowing that He sees you. And a person is conscious and aware. And this is one of the greatest, as I think the Imam sent me a link from Shaykh Abdul Razak talking about this similar topic. And the point that he made in it is that from the greatest things that help the person to prevent sin is that you know that Allah sees you. Being aware, thinking about, reflecting upon, knowing that Allah sees you. That Allah is seeing you. How can a person act when they actually are conscious, Allah sees me, Allah is watching me at this moment? How would they act? So the Shaykh is saying what? That, yani, if a person couldn't reach the highest level of ihsan, that is to worship Allah as though you see Him by your heart, that consciousness and awareness, knowledge of Allah that enables you to see Him through your heart, if you didn't reach that level, then at least worship Allah Yani, knowing that he sees you. So a person has to do better in their prayer, in their fasting, in their reading of the Quran, in dhikr and dua, and everything that we do, we have to do better. Why? When we are conscious that Allah is seeing us. Allah is watching me do this. Like, how am I going to pray lazily and sloppily and just any kind of way when you know that Allah is seeing you? The Shaykh, so he says that the worshipping, the ihsan in the worship of Allah is that you worship Allah as though you see Him. If you don't see Him, then know that He sees you. Well, ihsan ila al-khalq, and the ihsan with the people is bi badhli an nafa'a lahum min kulli wajh. That a person exerts themselves to give some kind of benefit to the people in every way that is possible, trying to do good to the people. And the last ayat that the Shaykh mentioned, that Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim mentions, from Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, 69th ayat, Al-Imam Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, in his tafsir of this ayat, he says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَا الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That those who strive in our way, in our cause, then we will guide them to our ways, for indeed Allah is with the people of ihsan. So here's a long tafsir concerning this. It's really very beautiful, but for the sake of time, inshallah, I'm going to mention the point that specifically relates to what we are on in this topic today. He says, "Yani walladhina jahadu fina," they are those who migrated, yani left their lands for the sake of Allah, left their homes. They made hijrah for the sake of Allah. And they fought against their enemies. And they exerted themselves in seeking, yani they did everything that they could to seek the pleasure of Allah. In that case, we will guide them to subulana, yani to our ways, a turuq al-musila ilayna, to the ways, the paths that lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is because of their ihsan, because they are muhsinun. Wa inna Allah ma al-muhsinin bil-auni wal-nasri wal-hidayah. And here, from the benefits of al-ihsan and Allah being with that person because of their ihsan, is that Allah would help them, and Allah would support them, and Allah would guide them. Yani, wa inna Allah lama al-muhsinin. Indeed, Allah is definitely with the muhsinin, meaning with them, He will help them, that He will support them, and that He will guide them. Going back to the original statement of Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim, the eighth, yani mashhad al-ma'iyya, the eighth point, yani due to which a person may escape from sinning. He said that al-ma'iyya is of two types, the general and the specific or special. And he said the general is that Allah is watching the person, and that person is under His eye. He is looking at them, He is observing them, He is giving attention to them to protect them so that no one will harm them, and nothing of their affair, nothing of their condition is hidden from Him. Then he said, what is intended here is though, is al-ma'iyya al-khasa, the special or specific ma'iyya, that is particular or specific to certain people who have certain descriptions or certain particular individuals. Well, maqsood, what is intended here is the special ma'iyya, and he mentioned these three ayahs, that are from amongst those who Allah is with are the people who are described with sabr. And from amongst those who Allah gives this special ma'iyya to, that He's with them, are those who observe taqwa of Allah, and those who observe ihsan. Then Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim says, فَهَذِهِ الْمَعِيَّ الْخَاصَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَأَنْفَعُ فِي دُنْيَاهُ وَآخِرَتِهِ. That this special, specific ma'iyya, that's not for everyone and everything, is better for the person. خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَأَنْفَعُ, and more beneficial to that person, fi dunyahu, in his worldly life, wa akhirati, and in his hereafter. Yani in his worldly affairs as well as what is ahead for him in the hereafter, this ma'iyya is better for him. He said, then qaba'i watarihi, then that a person fulfill whatever he wishes for or desires. Whatever he wishes for or desires, that he fulfill that. Wa nail shahwatihi, and better than if he were to achieve whatever he had of carnal appetite or lust or desires, even if he were to get all of that, ala tamam, completely, whatever he desired, whatever he wished for, min awwal umrihi, min awwali al-umri ila akhirihi, from the beginning of his life to the end. Yani if a person got everything that they desired, everything that they wished for, they fulfilled every desire, yani whatever kind of desires it was, completely, perfectly, from the beginning of their life to the end, this ma'iyah, al-khasa, would be better for them and more beneficial for them in their worldly life and in the hereafter than were they to have all of these desires fulfilled. فَكَيْفَ يُؤْثِرُ عَلَيْهَا لَذَّةً مُنَغَّثَ مُنَكَّدَ فِي مُدَّ يَسِيرَ مِنَ الْعُمْرِ. So how can a person then give preference over this ma'iyah al-khasa? How can a person give preference to something over that? And the thing that they are given preference to, that they are engaging in or consuming or participating in, rather than to have this ma'iyah of Allah, is something that they will enjoy that is a ladha munaghasa. Yani it's not even a perfect enjoyment. It's something that's spoiled. وَمُنَكَّدَ. And it is a cause of difficulty for them or misery for them. And it is just a mudda yasira, just for a small period of time of his life, that they're going to enjoy this thing that is not even perfect enjoyment, that is not even going to bring them any good. How can they then give preference to that moment of enjoyment over enjoying the ma'iyah of Allah? He said, "Inna ma'iyah ka ahlam na'im," yani that this enjoyment is like the dream of a sleeping person. The dreams that a sleeping person has, it's not real, but they're enjoying themselves in their sleep, and then it goes away and it ends. It's just temporary passing. وَكَذِلْ زَائِلْ. Or it is like the shadow or the shade that is passing, that is short-lived. That comes, a person enjoys the shade for a moment and then it goes. This is the enjoyment that a person enjoys that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person enjoys for a moment, and then it is the cause of them losing out on that which is better for them and more beneficial for them in this world and the next life. That is the al-ma'iyah al-khasa, the special ma'iyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh, he says in his commentary, Shaykh says in his commentary, al-amr al-thamin min bawa'ith tark al-dhunub, yani the eighth way or means of abandoning sin. He said it is ma'iyatullah azza wa jalla al-khasa, yani the special specific ma'iyah of Allah, yani the recognition, the acknowledgement, the consciousness of this special ma'iyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal maqsood bi ma'iyatillah azza wa jalla al-khasa, what is intended by the ma'iyah of Allah al-khasa, what is intended by this ma'iyah, is tilka al-ma'iyah allati اختصها الله بعباده المتقين المحسنين الصابرين والتي تقتضي الحفظ والنصرة والرعاية والتأييد. يعني the Shaykh here is defining المعية الخاصة as that معية, Allah being with a person which he has made specific to his worshippers who have taqwa, and his worshippers who observe ihsan, and his worshippers who have sabr. Allah has made it specific. He has made it special for his worshippers who are described with these characteristics of a taqwa and ihsan and sabr. وَالَّتِي تَقْتَدِي. And that ma'iyah, this ma'iyah al-khasa is the ma'iyah that, what are its benefits or its fruits? It necessitates al-hifz, protection and preservation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالنُّصْرَ, help and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالرِّيَايَ, care, Allah's giving care and attention to them. وَتَعْيِيدُ, his aid and his assistance. And these are from amongst the benefits of al-ma'iyah al-khasa, Allah's being with a person in a special way. Special people that this is for, the worshippers of Allah who have taqwa and ihsan and sabr, and other than that, and the benefits of it is that Allah, they gain Allah's protection and his help and support and his care and attention and his aid and assistance. فَالْعَبْدِ إِذَا دَعَتُهُ نَفْسُهُ إِلَى الْمَعْسِيَةِ فَصَبْرَ عَلَيْهَا وَجَاهَدَ هَوَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ سَيَفُوزُ بِهَذِهِ الْمَعِيَّةِ الْخَاصَةِ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And so the Shaykh, he says that the abd, the worshipper of Allah, if his nafs invites him, calls him to commit a sin, and that person is then yani patient with that sin, yani restrains themselves, restricts themselves. Yani the sabr, the scholar says, of three types, that a person restricts or restrains themselves to an extent that they avoid sinning. And the sabr, where a person yani exerts themselves to observe what Allah has commanded, and the sabr, where a person yani does not become displeased, is dissatisfied with the decrees of Allah that are distasteful or painful. So here he's saying this sabr, this type of sabr, is the sabr where a person restrains himself from committing sins. This is one of the three aspects of sabr. So if the person's nafs calls him to commit sins, and then that person restrains themselves, they observe sabr, and not only restrains themselves from committing sin, but then they strive and struggle and exert themselves against their hawa, and they fight against their desires, then this person will achieve this special ma'iyah, being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he said in one ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah, that indeed Allah is with the people who observe sabr. And in another ayat he said, "In Allah, indeed Allah is with the muhsineen." The Shaykh, he closes with that which he said is, yani bears witness, yani supports this point, وَمِنْ شَوَاعِدْ هَذِهِ الْمَعِيَ الْخَاصَةِ. Yani what supports this point, that there's such a thing as ma'iyah al-khasa, a special, Allah being with people in a special way due to some characteristics that are pleasing to Allah, like ihsan and taqwa and iman and sabr. He said, what supports this is the story of the three people who sought refuge in a cave. And then a sakhra, a big stone, fell down from the mountain, and it closed up the mouth of the cave, so they were locked in. فَقَالُوا, they said, إِنَّهُ لَا يُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الصَّخْرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَدُعُوا اللَّهَ بِصَالِحِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. That nothing will save you from this stone, yani getting out of this cave with, that's blocked by the stone, except that you supplicate to Allah based upon some of your righteous deeds, yani that were done sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. So one of the three men, from what he said, اللهم كانت لي بنت أمن, that I had yani a cousin, yani a daughter of my maternal uncle, and she was the most beloved of the people to me, and I yani فأردتها عن نفسها, yani I sought to have yani relations with her, the relations that are particular to people in marriage, the private relations that are from the rites of marriage. I sought to have relations with her, but she restrained herself, she prohibited, she didn't do it. حَتَّى أَلَمَّتْ بِهَا سَنَةٌ مِنَ السِّنِينَ فَجَاءَتْنِي فَأَعْطَيْتُهَا 20 وَمِيَ دِنَارًا عَلَىٰ أَن تُخَلِّي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ نَفْسِهَا فَفَعْلَتْ. He said, she refused until she, yani some difficult times, adversities fell upon her one year, and she came to me, yani for help, and I gave her 120 gold coins, yani with the agreement that she allow me to be with her, yani to have relations with her, yani that are only particular to marriage. So she agreed. Until when I was in the position to have relations with her, at that time she said to me, لَا أُحِلُّ لَكَ أَن تَفُدَّ الْخَاتِمْ إِلَّا بِحَقِّهِ, yani that I don't see it as being lawful for you to do this, yani to commit this act, except in the way that is rightfully so, yani except with his right, yani that a person has to be in a marriage bond. So I felt uncomfortable about going through with this, so I left her. And she was the most beloved of the people to me, and I also left the gold that I had given to her. So then the man said, Allahumma in kuntu fa'altu ibtigha wajhik fafruj anna ma nahnu fihi fanfarajat as-sakhra. He said, O Allah, if indeed I have done this seeking your face, yani desiring your face, seeking the face of Allah, yani to see Allah in the next life, to earn the pleasure of Allah, then if that is true, that I have done it for your sake alone, then cause, make an opening for us from that condition that we are in. So then the stone was moved. To the end of the hadith, it's a lengthy hadith, and this is not the end of it, but in any case, the point is, the Shaykh is mentioning this, that what? That this is an example of a person who abstained from committing sin in the most difficult of circumstances, for the sake of Allah. And as a result of that, Allah was with him, and Allah answered his dua, and Allah helped him and granted him relief. The Shaykh says, فَهَذَا This person taraka fi'l al-fahisha. This person abandoned doing an evil, immoral, filthy act. Allati tahayyat lahu asbabuha. Even though everything that was necessary to do it was ready. Yani everything was there, set. But he left it ibtigha wajhi Allah. He left it seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking Allah's pleasure. فَكَانَ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ بِحِفْظِهِ وَرِعَايَتِهِ. So Allah was with him. Yani the ma'i al-khasa. Yani by granting him protection and care. فَأَنْجَاهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مِنَ الْحَلَاكِ فِي الْغَارِ. So Allah saved him from the destruction in the cave, that they would have been destroyed if they wouldn't have gotten out. This is the end of what the Shaykh said. Just quickly, for a few moments, I know it's time for the adhan. We'll take just a couple of moments. I just want to read something of benefit quickly from the explanation of Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen rahimahullah, in his explanation of Aqidah Wasatiyah concerning the Ma'iyah of Allah. He said that there are several matters that we can look into concerning the Ma'iyah of Allah. Yani, the first of them is its divisions, the division of the Ma'iyah of Allah. He said the Ma'iyah of Allah Azza wa Jalla is divided into two divisions, Aam and Khasa. Yani the general Ma'iyah and the special or particular specific Ma'iyah. Wal Khasa tanqasimu ila qismain. And also the second division, the Khasa, is also divided into two divisions, muqayyada bi shakhsin wa muqayyada bi wasfin. So the special ma'iyah is divided into two divisions. Yani the ma'iyah that is yani particular to an individual that Allah mentions, and the ma'iyah that's particular to a description, yani everybody who's described with that description. So there's ma'iyah that's khasa bi shakhsin, yani a particular person, Allah says he's with them. Like he said to Abu Bakr, the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr in the cave. And there's ma'iyah that's particular to a description. Whoever's described with that is included in it. So the second type, al-khas, is divided into two divisions. As far as the amma, he said, that is the one that includes every individual, whether he's a believer or a kafir, whether he's a righteous or a sinful person. This includes everyone. And this is the ma'iyah where Allah said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And he's with you wherever you may be. That's everybody in Surah Al-Hadid 57:4. Amma ma'iyah al-khasa, he said, so it is divided into two divisions. The special ma'iyah that is particular to a description. Whoever has that description, like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our ayat that we just discussed, indeed Allah is with those who observe taqwa and with those who have ihsan. Surah An-Nahl, 16th surah, 128th ayat. The second type of ma'iyah khasa is that which is particular to a specific individual. And an example of this is in Surah At-Tawbah, 9th surah, 40th ayat. The saying of Allah, yani concerning his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet said, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, when the Prophet said to his companion, yani his companion in the cave, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, yani Allah is mentioning, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Yani he said to his companion, don't worry, don't grieve, indeed Allah is with us. This is the ma'iyah that's khasa, yani that is مُقَيَّدَ بِشَخْصٍ, is specific not to any description, it's specific to a particular individual. It's specific here, yani to the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr. And here I just want to note that the wording, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Abu Bakr as-Siddiq as Sahib al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the people who attack Abu Bakr are denying the suhbah, the companionship of Abu Bakr to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah affirms in the Quran. Who did the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say he is your yani sahaba other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? And then these people deny Abu Bakr and curse him and speak ill of him. I'm talking about the Shia, the filthy corrupt Shia. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms the companionship of Abu Bakr in the Quran, literally in specific words in the Quran, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, his companion, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, don't worry, Allah is with us. And also similar to this is that which is mentioned in Surah Al-Taha, 20th Surah, 46th ayat, which Allah said to Musa and Harun, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Indeed, I am with the two of you. Yani Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. I am with the two of you. I hear and I see. I'm hearing everything that is going on and I'm seeing it. Yani mean Allah is with them. He's watching over them. He's going to protect them and preserve them from any harm. And then the Shaykh, he says, in reference to this, he says, فَهَذِهِ وهذه أخص من المقيد بوصف. So this ma'iyah that's restricted to a particular person or individual is more special than the يعني the khasa, the ma'iyah khasa that's particular to a description, because that includes everybody who's described with that description. فَالْمَعِيَّةِ دَرَجَاتِ. So this ma'iyah, Allah being with someone, is of different levels. There's amma mutlaqa, the general one, that's unrestricted to whoever, it for everyone. And then there's khasa muqayyad biwasf, and khasa muqayyad bishaks. And so there's also the specific, special ma'iyah that is restricted to a particular description that people fit. And then there's that which is yani restricted to a particular individual that Allah mentions. فَأَخَصُّ أَنْوَاعَ الْمَعِيَّةِ مَا قُيِّدَ بِالشَّخْصِ. So the most special, the most specific of the types of ma'iyah is that which is restricted to an individual, special person. And then that which is restricted to those who are described with a certain description, and then that which is general for all of the creation. الْمَعِيَّةِ الْعَامَى. The ma'iyah al-ama yani necessitates al-ihafa bil-khalq ilman wa qudratan wa sam'an wa basaran wa sultanan wa ghayri dhalika min ma'ani al-rububiyya. So the general ma'iyah necessitates yani requires that we recognize that Allah encompasses everything in the creation with His knowledge and His ability and His hearing and His sight and His authority, and other than that from the meanings of His rububiyya, that's for all of the creation. Well, ma'iyah Al-Khasa, and the special ma'iyah of its two types, yani tastalzim ma'a dhalika, in addition to Allah encompassing everything with His knowledge and His power and His hearing and His sight and His authority, it also includes an-nasr wa ta'yid, that Allah helps and supports and aids and assists those who enjoy this ma'iyah. And I'm going to stop here because we're almost like 10 minutes to the Iqamah. And I'm just going to mention some benefits that Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah mentions concerning ma'iyah. So in the ayat where Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, He says that indeed Allah is with those who observe taqwa and those who observe ihsan, yani excellence in the worship of Allah and in the dealing with the people. He said this is the ma'iyah that's khasa muqayyada bisifa. It's the ma'iyah that's special and particular, and it's restricted to a particular description. Like every one of the people that observe taqwa and every one of the people that have ihsan, Allah is with them. And from the fruits of this ma'iyah is that a person has al-hirs ala al-ihsan wa taqwa. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ مَعْهُ. And from the fruits, from the benefits, in terms of how this ma'iyah, the knowledge and the consciousness of this ma'iyah, how it affects a person's behavior, is that it causes them to have diligence and eagerness, being desirous of observing ihsan and taqwa. Because every human being wants Allah to be with them. Yani when a person knows that Allah is with the people of taqwa and the people of ihsan, this yani it encourages, it motivates and moves a person to observe ihsan and taqwa. Because every human being wants Allah to be with them. From the ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ in Surah Al-Anfal, Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah says that he talked about sabr, that sabr is of different types, obedience to Allah, avoiding disobedience to Allah, and not becoming displeased with what Allah has decreed of the things that we dislike, whether it is by our tongue, speech, or what is in our heart, or by our actions. From the benefits of the ma'iyah, the Shaykh says under this ayah, the first of them is al-iman bi-ihatatullah bi-kulli shayin. وَأَنَّهُ مَا عُلُوِّهِ فَهُوَ مَا خَلْقِهِ لَا يَجِيبُ عَنْهُ شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَحْوَالِهِمْ أَبَدًا. The first benefit of this ma'iyah is that a person has iman, that Allah encompasses everything. And that even though He is high above His creation, at the same time He is with them. Yani the ma'iyah that is mentioned here, He is with them, and nothing of their condition or circumstances is hidden from Him. And the second benefit, and we're going to close with this, أَنَّنَا إِذَا عَلِمْنَا ذَلِكَ وَآمَنَّا بِهِ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يُوجِبْ لَنَا كَمَالْ مُرَاكَبَتِهِ بِالْقِيَامِ بِطَاعَتِهِ وَتَرْكْ مَعْسِيَتِهِ بِحَيْثُ لَا يَفْقِدُنَا حَيْثُ أَمْرَنَا وَلَا يَجِدُنَا حَيْثُ نَهَانَا وَهَذِهِ ثَمَرَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ بِهَذِهِ الْمَعِيَةِ. Yani the second benefit or fruit from this ma'iyah al-khasa is that when we know this, that Allah is with certain people, people of iman or taqwa or ihsan or sabr, when we know this and we believe it, look how the Shaykh said, إِذَا عَلِمْنَا ذَلَكَ وَأَمَّنَّا بِهِ. Knowing is not enough. But whoever knows this and believes it in their heart, they are certain about it. Then he said, this will necessitate for us that we have kamal muraqabatihi. That we will have perfect muraqabah of Allah. And we will be conscious, always aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Bil qiyam bi ta'atihi wa tarq ma'asiyatihi. Yani the muraqabah of Allah, it will cause us to fulfill the things that are obligatory upon us. Obedience to Allah. And it will also enable us to avoid disobedience to Allah, such that Allah would never, يعني لا يفقدنا حيث أمرنا. يعني we would not be absent, never be absent from that which Allah commanded us with, and we would never be found in the situation of that which Allah prohibited us from. And this is a magnificent benefit for whoever believes لمن آمن بهذه المعية. يعني this is from the great benefits of the person who believes in this ma'iyah of Allah al-khasa, that if a person knows this and believes it, it's going to affect their behavior. It's going to make them be desirous of these characteristics of iman and ihsan and taqwa and sabr. And also it's going to make a person more conscious of Allah, that Allah is there, that Allah is watching us, that He sees us. And this is what is going to move us and motivate us to do the things that our obedience to Allah and avoid the things that are disobedience to Allah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any questions or any comments or any corrections, inshallah we'll take them after the salat bi idhnillahi ta'ala.